describe the diarrhea as loose or liquid?
Liquid.
Mike Reiner. The following is a KTCK sports presentation.
When are you going to have to take the driving test, though?
Where I
you
have to did get in, that.
Oh, you've already taken the driving test with the state trooper?
Oh, you didn't have to do that anymore.
Mm, are you serious?
Yeah.
Who did you have to drive with? Or did you even
just
have to drive with anyone?
All-star instructor.
And you had to parallel park?
Yeah.
How'd you do with that?
Well, I didn't have to do it for the test, but I had to learn how.
And how do you do with that?
You didn't have to do that?
That's the final test. The final test should be parallel parking. That's what everyone freaked out about when I was 16.
You know what? You have to do so much more now to get your license.
Yeah.
You know, more than driver. You know, used to you just had driver's ed, and you go down, you take your test, you pass it, and you had it. You got to do so much more now.
Mike had to parallel park a chuck wagon when he got his license.
Was that tough with the horses? Trying to...
Ho! Ho!
I bet they're going, yeah, yeah.
It's The Hardline, featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul.
I'm so hungover.
Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hardline. Three, two, and one.
The time is 3:20. 20 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Heidi, America, you're listening to The Hard Line, the most listened to sports talk show in the great Southwest. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings to all tickheads and ticket chicks. It is Monday. We begin a brand new broadcast week with what appears to be a pretty sports-intensive show today.
How could it not be after that weekend?
How could it not be after that weekend? It certainly is.
Victories, losses,
right.
Upsets, first time evers, all kinds of good stuff.
And we got it all here today. You know, I think I've cursed myself.
How's that?
Well, you know, I mentioned the zit on the air the other day. And now several more have arrived.
Really?
Yeah.
You're doing something different. You're eating something different or you've changed
up. No, not really.
You've changed up your aftershave or your shaving cream or something like that.
No, I haven't changed a thing.
Really?
But now I have numerous little ones in addition to the one big one, which is still around but pretty much dead.
Might need to go see Dr. Alcak.
I might.
He'll get it taken care of immediately.
Except I don't like to do anything about it when I get zits.
Really?
No, I just like to ride it out and hope people notice. So...
You're welcome to zit.
Yes, I did. I embrace the zit. The zit is a very, very good thing for me.
But it wasn't back in the day.
No.
Like when you were 15, 16 years old, was it a hell then?
Yeah, it was. See, I get them now and they really hang around for a long time. Back in the day, I think they knew they had to come in and, you know, get in there and do their business and get out because there were more on the way that needed their space. But now they hang around. So...
Well, maybe you did. I still bet you've changed something up.
No,
because they just don't happen like that unless you've altered your body chemistry.
I think this is a curse.
Have you eaten any more fried foods or any more oily foods lately? Because that'll pop them up.
No, I have not. No.
Now I noticed that some of your eating habits have changed. You're eating a little bit more fruit these days. I've been noticing you've been eating a lot of that, and those are very acidic.
They are.
Maybe that could be it.
I don't think so. That doesn't cause zits. I mean, I've always eaten a lot of fruit.
Don't know if it does or not, but...
And fruit doesn't cause zits.
You wouldn't think they would, but that's changing your eating habits.
No, I don't have diarrhea and haven't for some time now. Or at least not in any serious degree. So it's, I think we can eliminate that. I don't know what it is. I think it's a curse.
Either that or maybe it's just, you know, reverting back to your youth.
I think the god of hellfire and zits got angry when I mentioned on the air the other day that I had one.
Attached message.
And he's getting even.
And just thought that he'd show you.
Right.
He'd make your face look like a pepperoni pizza.
Well, anyway, we have a lot of stuff to get to here today. I thought we were doing the Mavericks first, no?
I don't guess. I mean, I'm looking at the run sheet that Danny put together, and it clearly says 3:30 Rangers.
Tell you what, you guys do whatever you want.
Can we really?
Yeah.
You want the hard line.
You want to flip it, flip it. You can do whatever we want on this show.
Can we?
Yeah.
That's producing, boy. That is real producing there.
I hate you.
All right, well, we'll do the Mavericks and we'll do the Rangers, and eventually we're going to get to all of it anyway. So I guess in the overall scheme of things.
Including, yes, we will do it today.
Yes, oh yeah, it's happening today, 5:50.
5:50, it will happen. And if we have to tell you what
Sopranos talk.
I was going to say, if we have to tell you what it is, then you don't pay attention.
Well, it's happening today.
5:50.
A lot of people are protesting the fact that we do it on Monday, and they haven't had time to watch the episode yet.
Well, then get TiVo.
What time does the show come on? What night?
Sunday.
Okay.
8 o'clock.
And so why is that a problem for people?
I don't know. I guess a lot of them can't watch it.
Why? Why can't they watch it on Monday? And why can't they watch it on Sunday, but yet Monday's no problem?
I don't know. You'd have to ask them that. And I've just been thinking maybe we need to make an adjustment to accommodate those. Do you boys think so?
No. Because I think the vast majority of the people are like us. They watch it every Sunday night. It's a stop down for them.
Okay.
And they're ready to talk about it on Monday. And the select few that are bitching that they can't, then they need to change the way their TV viewing habits.
Okay. Right?
Okay, then we won't. Now, we are out today at the American Airlines Center where tonight they're telling us there's going to be a very, very important and significant game of hockey here between the snowball team from Colorado and the Stars. And this would be a playoff game that they're having here tonight. This would be game 3 of their series. Now, I don't believe the doors to the AAC are open at the moment. But when they do open, if you would like to come in and say Heidi or stop by here, maybe try to register to win an autographed Aaron Downey puck or perhaps a Brendan Morrow photograph or a ticket t-shirt, then you need to come find us. We are located in that part of the American Airlines Center which is dominated by Ford. In fact, I can lean back just a tad and touch a big Ford pickup.
Big giant Ford pickup.
Right.
Well, that is a big old pickup.
So I guess this would be the main concourse on the west side of the AAC. So,
section 106.
So if you're planning on going to the game tonight, or if you're sitting in section 106 or 105 or even 107, then access to the little hard line will be very, very simple for you, and hopefully you will use it.
So, have we ever done a show like inside? I don't think we ever have.
I don't think we have either.
During either a Maverick or a Stars playoff game. Now, when the Stars won the Stanley Cup a few years ago, we did all of our shows, but it was outside a reunion. We were outside.
Right.
I don't think we've ever been on the inside.
I don't think we have either. I don't know how they're stringing this together.
Hey, I'm just glad we're here.
I thought the flagship station of the Stars frowned upon that type of thing and generally would not be terribly willing to go along with it.
Right.
Well, somehow they're
to the point of getting it stopped.
Huh?
No,
they haven't got it stopped so far. Now that doesn't mean they can't come down here and pull the plug on it during this break. But if they do, they're going to have to fight Kern.
I wouldn't want to do that.
No. Kern will headbutt him with his baling wire hair.
Well, that's where we are, and we would love to see you down here. So if you're planning on coming to the game tonight, make it a point to say hello to the little hardline because we'd like to say hello to you. All right, either Mavericks or Rangers next. We'll do one or the other. That is coming up here on Sports Radio 1310, The Little Ticket.